The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
Hi, pros. Lou Santini here, host of Amateur Nation. My dry bar comedy special, Amateur Nation, is now available.
And just like this show, if you're allergic to a lack of common sense in today's world, and you like your comedy delivered with uncompromising tell it like it is bite, then check out my half-hour comedy special, Amateur Nation.
Go to drybarcomedy.com/Lou S. This is my way of saying thank you to the pros who listen to this show every week.
Drybarcomedy.com/Lou S.
Amateur Nation is not just a podcast.
It's a movement.
Okay, let's all shut up, please.
Warning. The podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini.
Uh-oh, now we're in trouble.
Well, if by trouble you mean a heavy dose of pro-America common sense, then yes, this show calls attention to and calls out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day. You know them, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 271. The children are not the future. Pros are. On today's episode, Boeing, we'll figure it out eventually, maybe. EV Suckfest 2024 rolls on when it's working. And This Week in Boobville. Then we finish off Amateur Nation for the week in the a la carte segment. Then we close out the show with three things done right on three pro things. Shouts out to Pro Nation first, lots of them today. Joe Becker, David Smith, Steve Riggs, and Joshua Conchez on Facebook. Ghost Patriot on Truth Social and Tallest Man in Comedy. Don Duck, Patty Finifrock, Joel, an American. Raul Easy, Ben Lambert, Russell Nichols, Dimples987, and Jessica Dehan on Instagram. And I don't mention it often, but I'm also on Getter, at Lou Santini. And a shout out to Terry1U. Shouts out to Brianna Staggs and Cameron Gore at Ossian, Indiana. And last but not least, shouts out to Shirley and Judy Speziali in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and Jackie McDowell in Canal Fulton, Ohio. Your pro post of the week, found on Facebook by Fix America Now. Here we go. We are not all equal. I worked very hard my entire life to get what I have. Most of the people I know have too. I deserve where I am in life. I will not give up what I have earned so that someone who has not can feel equal. Nor will I assume their debt. I have had to pay my debt. I insist everyone else be held to the same standard. And normally, I wouldn't do two pro posts of the week, but this one not only goes with the post I just read, but it tags into last week's episode's title, Amateur Nation Can Be Talked Into Anything. That booming voice you hear at the beginning of each episode that starts with,
warning,
is Chuck Matthews, professional voiceover artist and fellow radio broadcaster, who posted this quote on Facebook from the movie The Matrix. You have to understand, most of the people are not ready to be unplugged, and many of them are so injured, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Who does that sound like? Now, Chuck added a very astute comment. Most think this is a conservative liberal thing. It is actually the politicians fighting to keep their system in place. This is at all levels of government. The politicians in this country are all Agent Smith. And to that order, a quick word about today's episode title, The Children Are Not the Future, Pros Are. The children have clearly proven, via their mental illness, crime, being easily duped into communism, and LGBTQ, and BLM, and critical race theory propaganda, that they can't be trusted to be our future. It's up to us, adults, present day, pros. Because as I prove weekly on this show, pros are simply smarter than amateurs. Pros deal in facts and reality, hard work and discipline, family values. Amateurs deal in feelings, autonomy, irrationality, entitlement, laziness, desperation, fantasy, and attention. And we know how far and what that'll get you. Just like they say in The Matrix.
Feelings, they're so much easier to control than facts.
If we want any hope for America, we, adult pros, have to do the dirty work and the heavy lifting, as always, to ensure there even is a recognizable America for the future children. Then the next step is deprogramming and re-educating them against communism and all the other nonsense spewed forth from Amateur Nation. Because most, not all, but most of young Amateur Nation has proven they are completely unreliable to take the reins. With the primaries being complete, to the amateurs who say,
I just don't like Trump. I just don't like him.
And they think by just putting their hands on their hips and just being indignant and strong that they're just unwilling. Nope, don't like him. Nope, don't care. Well, guess what? We just don't like Joe Biden. And on top of that, he's a proven criminal and a liar and corrupt. You don't need to go to jail to be proven a corrupt, treasonous criminal. Yeah, OJ's innocent. What do you have on Trump? Fake crimes, no victims, hearsay, unproven lawsuits, clearly corrupt judges, lawyers, and Soros-backed DAs. Yeah, yeah, 91 counts against him. Not one is legit. You know it, and I know it. Not beating a corrupt criminal system is not a victory on your end, Amateur Nation. So you're saying you liked every president up to now, even the ones you didn't vote for? You're pathetic. As always, this election year, man up, use your brain, not your feelings, amateurs.
You should vote for Trump. You should vote for Trump.
Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
As we go a little something like this, hit it.
Step one.
Topic number one.
You know, I write these episodes in anything but the order in which you hear them. I get ideas, then bullet points, then assemble facts, figures, quotes, and if possible, audio. Then I find the funny and or fitting and appropriate drops you hear for levity. And some of the most difficult, frustrating parts is coming up with a clever lead-in whenever possible. But for this first story, all I can seem to come up with is, what the hell with Boeing? Their stock is down 28% so far in 2024. In a Google search bar, type Boeing Troubles Timeline and watch an alarming amount of links pop up. But scroll down a couple and go to the Quartz website, QZ.com. Just in the first quarter of 2024, here are Boeing's lowlights. January 5th, of course, Alaska Airlines 1282 lost a door plug, a part designed to replace an unneeded emergency exit door during a flight from Portland International Airport to Ontario, California. The plane landed safely, but don't sweat it, though, stockholders. They found the missing door plug in the backyard of a Portland school teacher. But as the article says, what investigators then found while poking and prodding the company was troubling. An initial report from the National Transportation Safety Board released February 6 said that crucial bolts went missing on the plane in question. A February 26 report from the Federal Aviation Administration suggested that the company, quote, did not provide objective evidence of a foundational commitment to safety that matched Boeing's descriptions of that objective. And the Justice Department reportedly began a criminal inquiry in early March, and the FAA told Boeing it has 90 days to come up with a plan to fix its 737 MAX mess. Later on, the FAA said on February 6th that it would put more boots on the ground at Boeing facilities because the company now doesn't know how quickly it will be able to build the planes its customers are waiting for. At a New York conference in March, several airline CEOs used diplomatic language to express their discontent with Boeing. So let me get this straight. The planes you're using are failing, and you're slow to build more failing planes. Got it. In mid-January, 22 passengers who were aboard the Alaska Airlines flight filed a class action lawsuit. On March 4th, three more of them put a price tag on the difficulty of their ordeal, filing a separate suit pursuing punitive damages that could cost Boeing and Alaska Airlines $1 billion. And then things got bad. Former Boeing quality control engineer John Barnett testified that the company forced him into retirement after he raised alarms over safety concerns. A week later, Barnett was reportedly found dead in a parked car. Don't worry, more on that later. Boeing's safety nightmare continued in March when a 265-pound wheel fell off a United Airlines Boeing 777 after taking off from San Francisco International Airport, smashing through a fence and into several cars in a nearby parking lot. How someone was not killed, all you can say is they got lucky. Moving on, at least 50 people were hurt in yet another Boeing incident when a Boeing 787 operated by LATAM Airlines, I don't even know what that is, L-A-T-A-M, experienced strong movement, causing a number of people to slam their heads against the ceiling of the plane. 13 people to the hospital after an emergency landing. Boeing made more news with a number of engine fires, including, well, I saw the video footage of this, by the way. It's terrifying. I can imagine the screaming that was on this flight. They had a number of engine fires, including one in January that saw a Boeing 747 shooting sparks through the air, and another in March where flames shot out of an engine mid-flight on a Boeing 737-900. Well, door plug gate only got worse as investigations moved forward. Alaska and United Airlines inspections found at least five more 737 MAX 9s with loose door plugs. Who's in charge of the door plugs? Get him or her in the office. Fire them. The Department of Justice reportedly opened an investigation into Boeing's door plug incident in March, ensuring the debacle will be a continuing PR thorn in the company's already troubled side. According to the Wall Street Journal, the DOJ is looking into whether Boeing violated a settlement regarding plane crashes in 2018 and 2019 that killed 346 people. Meanwhile, NPR reports that Boeing said it simply can't find documents related to the door plug that blew off in January. Can't find the documents. Okay, so now, just recently on March 19th, American Airlines Boeing 777 made an emergency landing in LA after a possible mechanical issue. No one was hurt. United Airlines suffered five plane incidents in 5 days. An engine fire, an engine failure, a landing wheel lost, veering off the runway, and hydraulic issues. But at least the crew is diverse. And now for the behind-the-scenes drama and corruption surrounding Boeing. On February 28th, Congressman William Keating sold Boeing stock. The DOJ announced it was investigating Boeing on February 29th. Remember how I told you? We just can't find the surveillance footage. Turns out it's been discovered that Boeing overwrote surveillance footage from the repair facility where that door plug was reinstalled ahead of the blowout on the Alaska Airlines flight. All right, listen carefully. A friend of John Barnett, the former quality manager who was testifying as a whistleblower exposing the company's issues, who was found dead from a supposedly self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, said that her friend, John Barnett, would not commit suicide. She said it and wrote it in caps. She asked him, "Aren't you scared?" when he was testifying. He replied, "No, I ain't scared, but if anything happens to me, it's not suicide." Mind of Resistance on Instagram said Barnett accused Boeing of denigrating his character and hampering his career. He had warned the BBC back in 2019 that as a result of Boeing's hasty mass production, their 787 Dreamliners fleet had numerous safety issues, including some planes had been improperly retrofitted with substandard salvaged parts and had a 25% failure rate. with the emergency oxygen systems. And by the way, John Barnett was murdered. Can we just call it what it is? He was murdered 3 days into his testimony against Boeing. Don't insult my intelligence with talks of a suicide.
Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Here comes a barrage of adjectives, all equally important. There needs to be a complete, non-governmental, outside party, unbiased, secret, sequestered, independent party investigation needed. Wait, what am I saying? I expect this administration to care about American lives and safety? And now, because I can't help myself, my list of top 10 new Boeing slogans. Boeing, at least we don't make cars. Boeing, fly the incompetent skies. Boeing, no, seriously, buckle your seatbelt. Boeing, that noise you hear during takeoff is perfectly normal. Boeing, we didn't hear nothing. Boeing, the sound you hear when parts fail. Boeing, where every seat could become a window seat. Boeing, at least Dylan Mulvaney isn't our spokesperson. Boeing, safety not first. Boeing, committed to DEI even if it kills you. P.S. Where is DEI hire Pete? I already dropped the ball on East Palestine. What do you want from me, Buttigieg, during all this?
And now this.
And now for step two.
Topic number two.
Why would anyone buy an EV now? With all the information we have, the proven faultiness, the expense, the long-term cost of ownership. I mean, Spectrum News just reported that used EVs depreciate 10 times faster than gas-powered cars.
It's an electric car, and it's very good for the environment.
Now, seeing how amateurs wouldn't acknowledge heat if they were on fire, this opinion piece, but don't worry, it's got plenty of facts, from Newsmax.com in an article written by Michael Reagan, eldest son of President Reagan, and a Newsmax TV analyst. The article's entitled, EV Madness Continues, Electric Buses Roll to Nowhere. The article says, here is a brief list of the problems battery buses are having in the real world, courtesy of WirePoints.org. In Maine, the Department of Education is advising all Lion Electric Company electric school buses be parked until further inspections are done. In New York, Government Technology reported last week that 20 out of 100 electric school buses are down on any given day due to problems with the buses or with their charging devices. In Bethlehem, New York, 5 of the 7 electric buses purchased 3 years ago have been off the road in recent weeks.
What do they do that for?
Because they're stupid, that's why.
In Ann Arbor, Michigan, e-buses have had a lot of downtime and performance issues and aren't fully on the road, despite the fact that they are approximately 5 times more expensive than regular buses, according to the school district's environmental sustainability director. See, there's your problem. They have an environmental sustainability director. Fire that idiot and the buses go away. The infrastructure upgrades required to use the buses, meanwhile, were originally estimated to be only about $50,000, but ended up being more like $200,000. And the problems just aren't here in America. China, motto, communism ain't so bad, eh? Is cursed with EV buses too. The article says 3 years ago, the PEI government rolled out its new electric school buses with much fanfare. But school bus drivers say the buses are plagued with problems, leaving sometimes 16 to 18 of the buses in the shop at any one time. To the surprise of many educators, electric school buses may break down and require towing. As with any electric vehicle, this poses risks not common to gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles. One is that they are heavier and thus require larger tow trucks. Another thing the electric buses ignore is the wear and tear on bus tires, which cost about $3,000 a set. A new electric school bus can cost about $350,000. That's more than triple the cost of a new diesel bus. Plus, districts have to install expensive charging infrastructure. Why does this madness continue? I say it's because amateurs rarely learn. But the writer of this article, Michael Reagan, says it's a combination of ideology and finance. The ideology is the carbon jihad waged by blue state politicians impervious to facts or reason. The finance is campaign contributions. Sidebar. Horse-faced nobody and Epstein Island guest John Kerry took time from spending his wife's money and riding on his private jet and yacht to claim that millions of people are dying due to greenhouse gas pollution.
Oh, God, you're such a dick.
Hey, I thought you were all about the, you know, lessening the population, globalist New World Order scumbag. You should be happy about that. And they're not dying from fentanyl or obesity. It's these damn greenhouse gases. How many millions dead from COVID? How many dead so far from the vaccine? How many more to come from turbo cancer? How many more to die from gender-affirming care? With hormones and surgeries, then factor in suicides from depression, from the surgeries, poison, and regret. Then let's factor in murders from the illegal aliens killing Americans. And if you think it's just from random crime, don't forget when Biden arms all the military-aged men he's inviting into America who will kill Americans in a civil war after he's thankfully and mercifully dead. And that's not counting on the unknown, but stay distracted with climate change crap.
It's okay, you can say bullshit in here.
This show is a condensed weekly magazine, so to speak, of political, societal, sports, and entertainment news from around the world, yes, but mostly America, because America is the most important country on Earth.
Now, these are facts. You can't refute facts.
Add to that contributions and findings from fellow pros like yourself and posts, drops, quotes, and other news items of interest found by fellow pros, again, just like yourself, and you have a show for pros by pros. I post short clips throughout the week so you can get a taste of what's coming, but Thursdays, that's the day. You get a trailer with all the upcoming week's topics of discussion on Sneak Peek Thursday. Follow, subscribe, comment, and most importantly, leave a review of the show and copy and paste the link from wherever you listen and send it to a fellow pro or an amateur who is doing life wrong. Email me, lou@lousantini.com, and you can find all my social media links and my email on my main site, lousantini.com. A la carte and three pro things on the way as always, but first, This Week in Boobville, on topic number three next.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition. Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The Four Stages of Being an Amateur. Amateur habitats and history. Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
The Honor and Remember flag is a nationally recognized symbol that sends a message of appreciation for the sacrifice made by our fallen heroes and their families. The flag flies at many NASCAR races around the country, and you can help honor our nation's fallen military members and remember the eternal sacrifice of their service by flying the flag too. Text FLAG to 71777 or visit honorandremember.org to learn more. Together, we remember them all.
Let's be honest, Lou.
All right, now step three.
Topic number three.
Hit me!
It's time for
This Week in Boobville.
This Week in Boobville.
Commie, not socialist, commie Bernie Sanders wants a 32-hour work week, which is 31 more hours a week than he has ever worked, coming from a man who has never had a real job. You see, you're just too stupid, Americans. You have no idea how long or how much you should work. You need your government to tell you. Amateurs will love this because laziness and entitlement. This bill he has proposed is for the laziest. I'll do whatever the least amount of work possible to still get paid. Least contributing real value to society, amateurs.
I think we should have strong border security.
Well, at least you did when you said that back in 07, Barack. You know, I should start my own TV network just for illegal aliens. IAN, the Illegal Alien Network. All right, anyway, a Haitian who flew into America during Biden's Every Security Must Go sale, was arrested for raping a child at a Massachusetts migrant hotel. And a major measles outbreak is being reported in the U.S. as migrant shelters have become breeding grounds. And Sanctuary State, Maryland, a twice-deported illegal alien, was charged with sexually abusing girls aged 6 through 12. Ah, they're best and brightest.
Look how easy it is to get into this country.
This one's a heartbreaker. In the best example of communism coming for our institutions and patriotism, this is an in-your-face example that Amateur Nation will continue to deny. West Point Military Academy has dropped duty, honor, country from its mission statement. Possible replacements? Triggered, lazy, entitled, or he, she, they. People are offended by the words duty, honor, country?
Oh, please.
What am I saying? Only a pathetic, entitled, brainwashed commie would find such qualities in a human offensive. Disgraceful.
I'm gonna stand up and leave now.
In Chinada, Castro's kid, Prime Minister Justin, I'd surrender immediately if anyone flexed on me. After all, I'm part French, Trudeau, is proposing a Canadian hate speech law that includes life sentences.
My God, I can't even react big enough.
So, threaten someone on Facebook, off to the slammer, forever. Actually hurt someone, you'll probably be out on no cash bail. The moral of the story, kids, is if you're gonna threaten someone, always be closing.
You never open your mouth till you know what the shot is.
We've all had physical pain, even just minor pain, like headaches. But do you have a black people headache or a white people headache? A new Advil ad campaign claims that pain is racist. Pain bias. The new thing Amateur Nation made up. I mean, discovered.
It's science, people! Science!
Here we go.
To truly relieve pain, we need to put an end to systemic pain bias. And to believe black people when they say they're in pain.
Okay, bye. Stop making noise.
Okay, well, I'm boycotting Advil now. I didn't know there was an epidemic of black people not being believed that they're in pain. But all of a sudden, now that they think about it, there was that time when I was rubbing my head and my buddy Bob, my buddy Zach, my really white friend, said to me, Jerome, why are you rubbing your head? And I said, well, I have a headache. And then he said, no, you don't. I don't believe you. You have a lot to gain by lying about your pain. And that's when I knew there was pain bias. Black people just don't get taken seriously when they're in pain. Like George Floyd. Yeah, too soon, my ass. Lifelong felon ruining an innocent cop's life. Watch the documentary. I know your feelings, Amateur Nation. You don't have time for facts and proof. That's what's giving you the headaches. I don't know how black people even get through the day. You're waking up to Aunt Jemima at your breakfast table mocking you. That gives you a headache, leaving you with pain bias. And that's before you're even out the door because you have to be on time to work for the colonialist white man. Remember, being on time is racist. It's true. I talked about it on a previous episode. No, do your own homework. This is why you have to subscribe. Anyway, leave it to Amateur Nation to find racism in headaches. If there ever was a vicious cycle where socialism causes the problem and sells the cure to the problem, while at the same time perpetuating their disdain for black people by keeping them negative 24/7, this is it. Advil developed a pain equity project that introduces Believe My Pain. If there ever was a motto for pro-nation when it comes to Amateur Nation stupidity, that's it. I know you're still reeling from the inanity of the new racist pain, but America's favorite attention-starved little boy, Dylan...
I guess you could call that a dick.
Mulvaney is back. The world's gayest man, and make no mistake, he might be pretending to be a woman, when in reality...
I'm gay. Yeah, that's right, you heard me. Gay. I'm... Gay.
Which would be fine, except this man still, for some reason, pretends to be a girl, a little girl, despite no noticeable feminine features. Long hair and makeup ain't getting it done, dude. C, every hair band in the 80s and early 90s. In fact, you'd think these men pretending to be women would glance at some Poison album covers for reference. Where's the transitioning, Dylan? Where's the implants, the penis removal?
Male testes confirmed.
I mean, this amateur has been in our faces for the better part of a year, and do you notice any more feminization of this guy? No, instead we get a caricature of what a little girl is, but not a woman.
How dare you? She's a nice lady!
Anyway, he posted a music video. See, this is the delusion of Amateur Nation. They think everyone cares about them. Everyone cares about them. Everyone. Are transgender people the most attention-starved people on the planet or what? A dollar to the first transgender person who says, I just want to be left alone. They might say that, but the reality is a polar opposite.
I want somebody to pay a little attention to me.
Well, this music video called Days of Girlhood, rife with auto-tune, despite being an unlistenable song, got the attention of Bud Light because Dylan couldn't leave it alone and has since pulled the song from, I guess, TV airplay, but it's still on YouTube, with the comments turned off, of course. Amateur Nation thinks if they don't hear negativity by blocking it, then it doesn't exist. I wouldn't be surprised if Bud Light didn't sue him, which they should. I mean, hasn't he done enough damage to Bud Light? Sure, Bud Light should share in the blame, but there's still a damage control mode, on top of which, according to the music video, being a woman is going shopping, having casual sex, popping pills, and being socially irresponsible. Don't forget, as Unwoke Inc. on Instagram said, straight white males are sexist and bad, but this is empowering? Now, normally, I would play a clip, but why would I promote the song in that way? If you must hear it to make fun of it and comment on it, YouTube, Days of Girlhood. Men, you probably won't make it all the way through. Women, you're not going to be happy with the song, and especially the lyrics. Food for thought, Amateur Nation. I don't have to love transgender people just because they're transgender people. Any more than I don't have to love any person, just because you and your kind, whoever you are, demand it. But I can respect your right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, but that's it. That's literally all I must do to not obey the law, but just simply to be a good human being. I don't need a law to make me treat people with, as I repeat in my book and on this show, common sense, good manners, and social skills. I owe you no more attention and affection than that. And if you act like an amateur or a spastic little girl and you're a grown man, you ain't getting that. There are levels besides love and hate. If I don't love something, it doesn't mean I hate it. Just because I don't love all people doesn't mean I hate all people. In between love and hate, we have things like, I'm okay with, tolerate, acceptance. I can hold my tongue and be polite and civil. Dislike, and then hate.
I hate you!
People always spout off, I love everyone. Can't we all just love one another? You're mistaking love with tolerance. In fact, you're mislabeling and misusing the word love. In this case, you're tolerant, which is what pronation already is. You're just saying the word love to virtue signal. Stop taking the leap of, you won't celebrate me and my specialness, so you must hate me. You sound stupid, and are.
That goes in my big book of so there's.
Okay, a few more nibbles here against Amateur Nation. This is a la carte. Need another reason to hate Netflix? According to Forbes magazine, they may raise prices simply because it can. I feel bad because I've always been so outspoken against the New World Order and their controlling, spying, privacy-invading ways. But New World Order supervillain Klaus, I saw a breast once, Schwab, has reassured me, saying, if you have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be afraid. Because no one has anything they'd like to keep private. Incompetent diversity hire Supreme Court Justice Jumanji What Is a Woman Brown Jackson.
Wait a minute, that sounds like an insult.
Said that the First Amendment is hamstringing the government from silencing social media posts in the most important time periods. Is she a woman? She has no clue. But that free speech thing, on that she has something to say.
You tit!
It's official. I'm smarter than a Supreme Court justice. In Keep Voting Democrat, Californians news, the LAPD, told to ignore shoplifting and many other crimes, now has to create a new task force to fight new illegal immigrant crime. Over 900 home invasion crimes in LA since January.
LA sucks!
But if you happen to be a criminal, fear not. California has your back, crooks. New law says cops can't share booking photos of criminals, because if there's one thing cops hate, is having information on the criminals they may encounter. It's time to call it a day and turn the entire state of California into a prison. Call dibs on an Ocean View cell, inmates. The NAACP Image Awards recently happened. What exactly is the image of the colored people in America? Well, let's start with this. Why are they still saying the word colored?
Your language is offensive.
Hey, I'm not the one that came up with it. If I'm uncomfortable with it, why aren't black people? And I gotta tell you, their image isn't good lately. Let's go to the footage of said colored people looting and destroying our country during the George Floyd psyop. Did the NAACP Awards air footage of the shooting and looting in blue cities like Chicago and LA? Maybe footnote the embezzling and stealing that went on in BLM. Nah, just show some slutty female rappers and men dressed like pimps. Good image. Horror writer Stephen King has, quote, vowed to throw himself into a wood chipper if Donald Trump wins the 2024 presidential election. Trump's already got my vote, dude. You don't gotta sell me. The only thing that would be better would be to see it televised. I found three things that are done right. Three pro things. Here they are. Number one. I love Dr. Robert Malone. In my opinion, he's the Donald Trump of medicine in terms of persecution, but also like the real president, he's unrelenting in his convictions and facts. Here he is insisting that the WEF be shut down and globalists removed from office.
A belief system that says that nation state is an obsolete idea and we have to have a one world government that is basically a fusion of the interests of corporations and politics, global politics. And we got to start by finding out who they are, voting them out of office, making sure they are not part of our governments. Two notable characters here in the United States are Governors Inslee and Newsom. Okay? We've got to out these people. We've got to force them to account for whether or not they're Americans or are they globalists. And if they're globalists, they got to get out. We got to get rid of them. We got to take back ownership of our country. If you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in the principles of free speech and personal autonomy, medical autonomy and autonomy at every level, other level, it's time to fight, you know, or your children are going to live in basically a techno-fascism for the rest of their natural life.
By the way, Dr. Malone has testified before Congress recently, revealing startling information about Moderna's knowledge of the COVID untested gene experiment's potential link to cancer and birth defects. Better get another booster just to be sure, Amateur Nation. Number two. As you know, I'm a huge Max Verstappen fan when it comes to Formula One. Here's something new to add to his list of awesome. He's the first driver in Formula One history to record a Grand Slam. He earned the pole position, he won the race, he led every lap of the race, and recorded the fastest lap in the opening race of a season since legend Michael Schumacher in 2004. Number three. The United States of Texas does it again. According to the Houston Chronicle, Pornhub disabled its site in Texas over objections to a state law that requires age verification to prevent access to minors. Here's the best part. Like all in Amateur Nation, they spin it. They say it impinges on adults' access to protected speech. You know, the way black people just won't be able to vote if they need an ID. The free speech here being, did someone order a pizza? And apparently, adults aren't smart enough to verify their age. Kind of like not being smart enough to have an ID to vote. Funny how alcohol and cigarette companies don't make a fuss about age verification when purchasing their products. Oh, wait, you can't traffic beer and cigarettes, at least not over and over again, like in the movie Sound of Freedom, where they said that. That the beauty of child and human trafficking is you can use them over and over again. So in conclusion, Pornhub is mad that children won't be able to see porn. The Great Resist This is the mandate for 2024. Do not stay silent, fellow pros. Make your voice and your votes heard. Don't tolerate amateurs and their America Last agenda. Find all my social media links on Instagram, Truth Social, Facebook, and YouTube at lousantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a big major production.
Okay, bye. Stop making noise.
New Don't Be an Amateur silicone shot glasses. They're virtually indestructible, perfect for picnics, camping, and tailgating. Doubles as a wine stopper. Plus, they're dishwasher and microwave safe, odor-free, and non-toxic. Buy three and get your fourth shot glass free. These 1.5-ounce shot glasses are available in classic red, classic blue, and turquoise pink yellow tie-dye blend. Go to lousantini.com/shop and order your Don't Be an Amateur shot glasses today.